Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoe, te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Tihi Kua Tika, iwa tukau māwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai kōrero e whaiake nei, ko takuta Elizabeth Kerekere ki te kōrero e pāneki tēnei kaupapa, tēnei māhere rautaki mo te au ahi kore no reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe takuta Elizabeth.
Oh, kia ora, thank you for having me here.
And appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us about this kaupapa, the smoke-free action plan that is welcomed by the Green Party. Are you able to give us a little kōrero about the background of this action plan?
Well, we've had a goal set of smoke-free 2025, but the government has never made enough progress towards it to actually achieve it. So what this does is bring out it's a very bold plan. There's aspects of it that probably haven't happened anywhere else in the world. And so for a start, Greens like that. It's like, if you're going to be transformational, if you're going to make a claim, going to go for a big goal, go big. But also it has some real concrete things that have been advocated for a long time now by our cancer society and other people who really care about the health of people who smoke. And so making sure there's fewer outlets where it can be available. Making sure that smokes are available with no lower nicotine levels. And the big thing, of course, is being strict that people under a certain age cannot have it at all, but then raising that age every year. So we're hoping to have the next generation will never smoke.
And we're hoping to achieve all of this by 2025. Is that correct?
That's correct. The law will come in next year. It'll come into effect in 2023. So that year, anybody age 14 will not be allowed to have smokes, because we know that actually hardly any, only less than 1% of the population of 14-year-olds or younger smoke. But as they get into their older teen years, then that number goes up quite fast. So I think if we stop it there and then stop it each year as they grow older, then that's the goal. We know it's not going to ever be 100%, but it'll be enough to bring those rates down, and especially for Māori. We know we have the worst health disparities across every area, but cancer especially. The goal is to reduce those numbers and just increase the numbers of years that we live.
Absolutely. And so you talk about going big and just putting out there the action plan. It is now 2021 coming to an end. We're about to enter into 2022 with only a few weeks, which leaves a three-year process for this action plan. Have you seen any other examples that are even close to these desired outcomes that you're hoping to achieve by 2025?
We haven't. I think that, and I want to really mahi to Associate Minister of Health, Aisha Verrill, because this is a very bold plan, and we haven't seen anything like it, but we do know, we see all the components of it have been advocated by our health advocates over a long time. So I think this is a big day for them. But also this thing of blocking it and raising the age limit year by year, that is remarkable. And I'm very excited to see how that plays out.
And absolutely. And I'm just thinking myself as you were talking away there about what we're trying to achieve within 3 years. The reality is, I think that it probably is a good time. We've been dealing with time restrictions. We've been dealing with a whole lot of issues at these times of the pandemic. And why not get right into this? Well, we are sort of, I suppose, already used to some of these time restrictions and trying to achieve major goals within a short period of time. So has some of that been taken into consideration also while we are under this current circumstances of the pandemic?
I think that you raised several really important issues here. Because so much focus, especially of our health workforce, is going into the pandemic. I think this is the exact time when we need to be really bold about some of our health initiatives, because we know COVID's not going anywhere. This will be with us for a long time. And the measures that the government has put in place, not all of which we agree with. However, this is the world we're living in. And the more pressure we can take off our hospitals and our system to deal with COVID as it arises, but also make sure we're taking care of all the other work that they were doing, you know, before COVID came along. Every measure and every dramatic measure we can do that's going to stop our people needing that kind of care because they're not smoking, that will make a difference. This will affect and actually save thousands of lives every year once this goes into play.
And what has been the feeling from the other political parties that have been all privy to what this is trying to achieve, what this new smoke-free action plan? Have you had any resistance in anyone trying to say that it is just too bold and unachievable?
Actually, I can't tell you what are the stances on this. I should probably know from National and ACT. I imagine some of the issues that they will raise is about businesses, because about 8,000 outlets sell cigarettes, so we know it's in every petrol station. Most dairies sell it, and it will affect their livelihood. We've seen in the media that some of those store owners have said this is their biggest seller, is cigarettes. You take that off their shelves, then that is going to really, really affect whether they can remain open or not. And so while I have some sympathy for them, it's like this is a drug that is one of the most addictive substances in the world, and it kills thousands and thousands of people every year. So my sympathy kind of ends quite quickly in that regard. Because I think we're taking it from about 8,000 outlets to about 500. It's quite dramatic, and the harder it is to get, the fewer people will go and get it.
Yeah, it's quite understandable. Each shop has their draw card. Sometimes it's the milk and bread, and sometimes it's the cigarettes, and then reminds them, oh, that's right, I do have to get a milk and bread as well. So I can imagine, I suppose, the type of obstacles that we will face when trying to enter into this new action plan. However, I fully support trying to seek a new pathway of extra health amongst these times of, I suppose, the weight of COVID. And exactly, again, we had a whole lot of pressure of these types of diseases, these types of sicknesses prior to COVID. So for us to simply put them aside and not address them, I suppose we're enabling it to continue. So thank you again for raising it again and joining us to speak to us about it.
Oh, kia ora. Can I just say a couple of quick things? Is that they're also putting funding into more quitting programs to actually most people who smoke want to stop, but they can't. And that's the nature of the addiction. And also there's impacts about what's going on in the rest of their lives. So they're going to put more funding into that. But also they've set up a Māori task force, which will be headed by Dame Tariana Turia. Now that's somebody there, he tino kuia, he rangatira, who will lead that work. And so you know that she has the health and well-being of Māori at her heart. So I think that there's exciting times ahead for our people.
Ai, tika tunu tino mārei kura ia ki te hakahauti wene o ngā kaupapa hoki kia aukati tēnei tu āhuatanga o te momi tūpeka o te auahi kore. Nō reira, neira timi atu kia koe e tākuta Elizabeth mō wene o ngā kōrero ko te tumanako kia tutuki pai tēnei kaupapa. Ai, kia haere pai tēnei kaupapa i wene o ngā āhuatanga o te matuhuru tā hoki. Nō reira, kia koe mō tēnei wā, kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko tākuta Elizabeth Kerekere tērā koe a tētahi o ngā kaitoronga pū o te pāti kākāriki me tēnei kaupapa, te smoke-free action plan. Ai, kia timata ā tērā atu tau 2022, kia tutuki pai te auahi kore tainu atu ki tērā tau 2025. Nō reire te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo inirangi o te hikotika i 2017 i rātahi te iarere.